You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, welcome to the Not Even Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear, dear friend, Corey Andrew, is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I think it's going to be a quiet day in the city because I think people are leaving for the holiday weekend, Corey. Yeah. Do you have plans? Are you going away? Are you staying in the city?
I am going away. Joey and I are going to Provincetown for a
fabulous
week.
Yeah, fabulous.
I'm going to be working some of the time, but yes. I mean, my backdrop will be like at the ocean.
Office for the day. Yes. Okay, let's jump in the show. We've got so much gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Sing along. Big story. This story I find so interesting. So Ryan Seacrest's fans are piling on Kelly Ripa because she often interrupts him, and now they're calling her annoying. So his fans are really piling on her, calling her annoying and boring, and accusing her of not letting him finish his sentences on the show. One person wrote, quote, "You need to tell Kelly to stop interrupting you." Another person wrote, "She's very rude. She doesn't ever shut up on the show. Very annoying. She's a boring host." And another person adds, "She keeps interrupting you, challenging everything you say as if she is taking over and she's the star of the show." Well, that might be the most important comment, because let's remember, Kelly's been on the show a lot longer than Ryan. Ryan joined the show in 2017 when Michael Strahan left for Good Morning America. Remember all that drama? She took a week off. She was furious. She felt blindsided by it. Now, I should point out, some of Kelly's supporters are pushing back, saying that Ryan's a bore and he's a toddler and I only watch for Kelly. Person is saying that we're all just too busy getting involved in things that don't concern us. Just enjoy the show. Now, Corey,
I
think I do too, but I've got to admit, this very much feels like Kelly Ripa's show to me. I love this show when I watch it, and I watch it all the time. Kelly's the star of the show for me. And I think part of Ryan's success in this business, Ryan would say himself, is he always fits in. He's not the loudest person in the room.
Right,
he's not the most aggressive personality. He often says, and I love this this expression. If Ryan Seacrest was an ice cream, he would be vanilla because he fits with everything else.
Oh,
any other flavor you can add to vanilla and it works. So I think part of his skill, part of his charm is that he's not very aggressive. And if he was, maybe I wouldn't like him as much. So I think this sort of works. Is she a bit bossy on the show? Yes. Does she probably talk more than he does? Yes. But I do like them together.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think they have a brother and sister sort of like, you know, the playful push and pull relationship. So it's not like it's vindictive or being done out of spite. They kind of like, they're like siblings almost. So it's fine. Everyone calm down.
They're earning so much money, everybody too. I know. Don't feel bad for them. They earn so much money. And I'm told by my sources, they genuinely like one another. It's not just a showbiz friendship. They really like each other. Kelly could have potentially done the show by herself.
Of course.
But she wanted a partner there. And I think they figured out how to end each other's sentences. And whenever you work with somebody, whether it be on a podcast, a TV show, or in an office, you figure out the vibe, don't you? You figure out like who's going to say something, who's going to not. And so personally, I think these two have got it together. And you can tell they're doing well because they're the number one show in daytime TV. They are huge. Their ratings are huge. But we've got a very naughty question to ask you. Ryan Seacrest fans are piling on Kelly Ripper for interrupting him too often, calling her annoying. Are you Team Kelly? It's naughty. Or are you Team Ryan?
Oh, I cannot wait to get those results.
I promise to tell you who I am on Monday. It's going to surprise you. I like Kelly. I like Ryan. Who do I like better? Team Kelly, Team Ryan. Go vote! And we'll reveal the results on Monday. You can vote by going to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. Hey, talking about talk shows, what's going on with NeNe Leakes and Wendy Williams?
Yes, well, NeNe Leakes, she claims that Wendy Williams had her talk show with Tom Arnold killed. So NeNe Leakes is claiming that the real reason Wendy Williams allegedly axed her talk show with Tom Arnold goes beyond the Frenemies 2014 Birkin bag debacle. You all may remember that. So NeNe says, Wendy saw that I had defaced my Birkin bag, and yes, she posted a comment on her show's social media page about it. Now, at the same time, she says that wasn't the trigger. The trigger was what Wendy said about her in her Hot Topics segment. NeNe alleges that, this is what Wendy says, that Kim Kardashian had done the same thing around the same time, defaced her Birkin bag, but then Wendy said Kim can do that because she had the money to do such a thing, but basically I did not. So NeNe claims that she then responded by saying something like, now Wendell, I have four Birkin bags and I can do the same. Now, Wendy didn't like that, she claims. And she allegedly then never heard from the production company of her show with Tom Arnold again. It's Debmar Mercury. She claims they pulled the deal and they stopped all communication with her at that point. The whole deal went dead. Now, I have to tell you and people who are listening, so the Wendell comment is a slight against Wendy.
What does that mean?
So, because of Wendy's size, there had always been this mocking of her being transgender, which is not funny. But that is actually when people began to call her Wendell, claiming she had been formerly a man.
Oh, I see. So Wendell's a traditional man's name.
Right, it's a man's
name.
And
NeNe using that was a slight.
Well
picked up there.
Slight.
I didn't see that. Oh, this makes a lot more sense now. It is true that NeNe Leakes was in talks with the same production company as Wendy. And they wanted to package the shows back to back. So they wanted Wendy to do an hour and then NeNe and Tom Arnold, for some reason, to do an hour after them. Tom has confirmed this. And they said NeNe's mouth basically got her in trouble. So
as it does often.
Yes, yes. So NeNe's blaming Wendy. Wendy's people are like, you know, it wasn't really Wendy. It was NeNe's. And the production company was like, we can't really trust you if you're going to say things about our talent that are really successful. That Wendy show,
it was
particularly
huge.
When NeNe was talking to them, was a huge, huge success. I think here it's more about NeNe not being able to trust. And now, if you listen to yesterday's podcast, now the Bravo's going through the same thing. So now NeNe is trying to sue Bravo and Andy Cohen, alleging that they are racist. So I think this one is just a massive, massive example in being careful what you say. Everybody, Wendy, Nene's, at the end of the day, they want personalities on television, but they don't want someone that bites the hand that feeds them.
Absolutely.
Don't do that. Hey, moving along, Howard Stern is saying that he's considering running for president so he can overturn the Supreme Court. And he said he's not effing around here. So he announced on his show that he could potentially run in 2024. He said that it depends on whether or not Donald Trump runs. Howard thinks he can, quote, beat his ass. He said to Robin Quivers that one of the main reasons he would run is to overturn Roe versus Wade, which has just been overturned itself. Yeah. So he said, presidents run on far too much, far too many issues. Find one issue. That would be one of his biggest issues. And the other big issue that Howard would have is one vote, one person, no more electoral college. So it's just one person, one vote. I mean, that's how it is in Britain. That electoral college is interesting, isn't it? Because it sort of weighs the election in favor of the smaller states.
Yeah, it's really a strange thing because it's like a built-in loophole. In case you actually lose, you can still win. It's a very strange
system. The regional aspect of it. I think when it was invented, I don't think the founding fathers thought that 40 million people would live in California and 600,000 in Wyoming. So when they invented it, the distribution of people was a lot more even. Where people lived back then was a lot more sort of even than it is now. A lot of people live on the coast. Like, I think California's the biggest state population-wise with 40 million. Howard Stern running. Now, it's so interesting because 5-6 years ago, nobody ever thought Donald Trump would win, would run and win. He did. So maybe Howard Stern could. And what I'm so interested about here is that Howard didn't just say this. He thought about it. He already has his issues. One is going to be Roe versus Wade, and the other one is going to be the Electoral College. Two sort of very big issues. Do you think he will do it? What do you think?
Well, you know what? I mean, first, I'm not sure if I want another celebrity running. You know what I mean? I mean, Ronald Reagan was successful, but Ronald Reagan went through other government, you know, offices first. Like, he was a governor, and then he became president.
Work your way up.
You can't go from, like, Howard Stern's show to, like, running the biggest economy in the United States.
Maybe you can. Maybe you
maybe,
can.
Maybe, but I know. I don't know. We'll see.
I know. I do like Howard. I do. I still listen to him. He's changed a lot too, hasn't he?
He has. Now,
remember,
he's good.
Yeah, he's softened.
And I love him now.
I do too. I didn't used to like the Howard of 10, 15 years ago.
Me
it was too
either.
Vulgar for me.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, sort of like masculine and toxic all the time. Mm-hmm. He's really changed now. Now, it should be pointed out too that Howard did try to run or attempted to run for governor of New York in 1994, but he left the race because he refused to reveal his personal finances. But I don't think that matters anymore. I don't think Trump turned over his tax returns, so I don't even know if that matters. Hey, moving along, what's going on with Cameron Diaz? I've missed her.
We love her. So Cameron Diaz, she's returning to acting for her first role in 8 years, and she says she feels excited. So Netflix has revealed today that Cameron Diaz is returning to the acting game in the upcoming feature Back in Action for the streaming service, of course, and it's her first on-screen role since 2014's Annie. That was like 8 years ago,
A
long time ago. But according to Netflix, it was her co-star in that movie musical remake, Jamie Foxx, that convinced her to come out of retirement for another collaboration. And she says, I feel excited, but I don't know how to do this, the actress admits in the recording. But she also stepped away from acting in 2014 to pursue her other opportunities and things like writing books. And she also launched an organic wine brand called Aveline.
I hear it's delicious.
I haven't had it. Oh,
I tried it. Well, I don't know. Delana tried it and told me it was delicious.
Really? Maybe Delana just likes it because it's Cameron. I don't know.
Maybe. I can't trust that mistake. I like this. Welcome back, Cameron. I like that you're being so picky. I'm quite surprised it's Jamie Foxx that convinced you to come back and not like a Martin Scorsese. Although you can sometimes look down at Jamie Foxx. He's got an Oscar.
He's Oscar winner.
He's an Oscar winner. One of my first jobs in my very first PR role, Cameron was the big star at the company. I was the receptionist. I was literally the intern there, so I never spoke to her or even got to meet her. But I know that whenever Cameron called the office or turned up at any event. Everybody in the office loved her, and they didn't do that for everybody else. So there was a lot of other celebrities who were clients of that office. Big, big superstars like Cameron Diaz. Oh, the publicists used to roll their eyes when they would call. Not Cameron. She's really, really liked it. I'll never forget that.
Oh,
everybody has nice things to say about her. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Harry and Meghan are being accused of using their wedding to network and to meet Oprah. So now more people are coming forward saying that, but there were a lot of people at that wedding. It was in 2018. Can't we move on? It was a while ago. But there was a lot of people at the wedding that barely knew the couple. Tina Brand suggested that a lot of people on the guest list were more like a portrait of people Meghan wanted to recruit to be in her inner circle than actually were in her inner circle. Andrew Morton, the royal biographer, he echoed those sentiments. But it made me think, though, do you invite people to your wedding to network? Like, if you get married, do you have to invite your boss, people you work with, or do you just invite your friends?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I had this small office environment once where this girl who had been there for like 5 years working with someone, and they didn't like each other, but the girl invited me to the wedding, and I was like new, only there for like a month, and it was so controversial. Like, the girl hated me, and I'm like, sorry, she doesn't like you. It's her wedding.
She doesn't like you.
Sorry.
It's so weird. When I was on the morning show on the Gossip Table on VH1, there was a cast member who got married who we didn't really like that much. And she did not like us, but she invited us all to her wedding. And she only wanted us there so we'd talk about it on the show.
Oh.
And a lot of us didn't want to go. And so I remember at the time I was going to be traveling, like not major traveling. I wasn't in Europe. I think I was going to go to the Hamptons. And I could easily change my plans. I just didn't really want to. So I was like, oh, I can't come. I got an email from like the boss at the network saying I had to go to this wedding.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's really pissed. But then I thought to myself, it's her big day. Just smile for a couple of hours.
Right.
I don't, you know, I wasn't there dancing until 2 a.m. I was on time. I wasn't late.
Right.
And then after the dinner, you know, I stayed an hour and then I sort of disappeared.
I
slipped out. But I just was like, it's so weird. Weddings can get very weird, can't they? Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty Good Night Show. I'm Rob Schroeder. It's our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Ooh, so yesterday we talked about Andy Cohen and Nene Leakes. So there's this lawsuit against Andy and Bravo. Bravo wants to move this out of the public eye. Who do you believe here? Do you believe Andy or Nene? Let's have a look. Ooh, 95%. That's a lot. With Andy Cohen. It just goes to show you that once you're no longer on these shows, people forget you. I know. These women think that they're going to be superstars forever. And it goes away. It does go away.
In Nene's case, she just did a lot of bad moves.
She was a naughty
girl. She made
girl.
Some bad moves. Yeah,
she was a naughty girl. Mark Lupo, who was on the show yesterday, co-hosting with me. Mark has met Nene many times because he works on TV. And even Mark, who's a gentleman, Mark said she has a bite and she's difficult. I know people who have worked with her on different TV shows, not on The Housewives, but on shows that she might be doing a promotional appearance on. And they said it was never, ever easy. They never looked forward to seeing Nene arrive at the studio.
Isn't that crazy? Then you have Cameron Diaz, who everyone loves. And she's a movie star.
She's a superstar, a movie star. Nene's a lot more trouble. Don't forget to vote. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or you can vote on today's poll by going to our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest
of the day. So Prince Charles enjoys a very emotional first meeting with Lilibet. So the Prince of Wales enjoyed a very emotional first meeting with his granddaughter Lilibet, a senior royal aide has revealed. So both Prince Charles, 73, and the Duchess of Cornwall, 74, they were said to have been absolutely thrilled to see the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and their children earlier this month when they all traveled from California for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Now, the latest accounts published by Clarence House... Is that Clarence or Clarence?
Clarence House.
Clarence. I'm like, wait, okay.
Yes.
Well, yes, the latest.
It's not the Clarence House. Like
I'm like,
discount.
They have a sweepstakes now? That's great for the royal family. How much more money do they need? But the latest accounts published by Clarence House revealed that the prince's bill for the activities of his two sons and their families has dropped by $1.2 million Is that pounds, I guess, or British sterling, I guess.
Yeah, that's even
over
more
two
in dollars.
Years. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. But yeah, now that they're no longer listed in the accounts, like,
that's right.
Quite
they're not
a
paid for the
increase.
Sussexes anymore. Wow. He's saving $1 million. It's very expensive. It's very expensive to dress those two. And nicest of the day, though. I'm glad they got to meet Lilibet. And now our naughties of the day. Naughty. Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives of New York has breaking news that she's now living in the same building as Ramona. I love that Jill thinks this is such breaking news. I guess it is to Jill. She was on Watch What Happens, and she said she moved into the same building as Ramona, and it's fun to be neighbours. She moved into the apartment where Ramona used to live with her ex-Mario. Andy needed some clarification on this, saying, you live in the apartment we saw all those seasons on The Real Housewives of New York. She said, no, she moved into the apartment that they had before then.
Oh,
it was
okay.
In the beginning. Jill, you've got to let go of these Real Housewives. I love you, Jill Zarin. If you're listening, hello, hello, hello. It's been a decade almost, Jill. It's gone.
Move on,
it's
sweetie.
Over.
Move on. It's getting desperate.
Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. Something you nice. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. So now I choose to stand up against that relentless bully inside my own head. For the first time ever, I have totally accepted myself. And get this, I know who I am, and I also know who I am not. Shut up that bully in your head, that relentless bully who's in your head telling you you are not good enough. He, she is telling you a lie. You are good enough.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You are good enough. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts. Wherever you listen, leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone. Fifth. In fact, it's
naughty but nice with Rob.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.